episode 3 of Popcorn Ranch, where everything is made up and the points don't matter. unfortunately, Claire can't be with us today, and I have no idea where Amy is, but she might actually be snowed in and lost power. But today, Evelyn and Mango are joining us. Oh, excuse me. Nameless Shameless on Tumblr. And Mango from Tumblr.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the official name for this wonderful person, Mango. They were so nice to join us. So thank you.
Hello.
Hey.
It's really cool to be here.
I feel like a special guest.
Right?
I
am.
Feel special. Feel special always. If we stay on topic today, we'll be talking a lot about movies. First thing is, we heard that there were rumors on, this is not a movie, but Fallout 4. Have you guys played Fallout at all?
Yeah, I played New Vegas and I just borrowed 3 from Mango, actually, and I'm in the process of thinking about playing it.
I have played both of the games to some extent. Both? Fallout 3 and New Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I played Fallout 1, like, the one that was for, like, Windows 95 way back. But I didn't play that very extensively.
I've seen screenshots of Fallout 1, and it's so cute. It looks like... It looks cute. Like Diablo 2.
Adorable.
Yeah, it looks so
cute. Yeah, exactly.
It's that weird... Did you know that there are still video games that have, like, that bird's eye view? Like,
Wasteland 2?
Wasteland 2, and oh my god, what's the one from Blizzard?
StarCraft?
Yeah, StarCraft.
Right? That's what it's called, right?
Right?
I don't play anything from
StarCraft.
It's an
RTS, though.
A lot of indie games have that bird's eye view, like, Bastion, I think?
Yeah, Bastion? Yeah. Really?
I think it does.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a more close in than, like, way far away.
Oh, I thought it was
StarCraft.
I don't remember.
It's weird when you have the bird's eye view in only one character.
Yeah, that's kind of... like, strange.
Like, why didn't you just zoom in?
Well, I'm trying to think of people for, like, mini games to save on having to make a nice detailed character.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That it also means you only have to render things from one direction.
That makes sense. Sims. It just reminds me of Sims. Like,
like with, like, see-through walls and stuff?
Yeah! Like, roofs don't exist.
Sims is really cool because you feel like a god. Like, watching over your subjects.
Oh, have you ever played Black and White?
Dude, no, I want to. I really, really, really want to.
It's a really good game. Especially number 2, because the graphics are a lot better.
Wait, Black and White referring to...
Not Pokemon.
No, sorry. Black and White is basically you're a god, and you get to reign over all these people, and you can decide from your choices and what you do to these people, if you're a good god or a bad god or a neutral god.
And, like, your character is like a giant floating hand, right? And, like, the more evil you are, the more twisted and gnarly your hand gets.
Oh, man, so it's the game where you play as Andross?
Sure.
Just hand.
Yeah,
is it
exactly. There's no glove.
No, it's the final boss of Star Fox. He's like, he's just a head and two hands and
I never played Starbucks.
Starbucks 64 was like the best game.
I love Starbucks. Star Fox 64. I don't remember what I was gonna say, damn it. Oh, Black and White 2 is only for PC, so. As well as Black and White. But the same people who made Fable.
Oh. Wait, which team? Was it the...
Lion's Head.
Okay.
Whatever.
But about Fallout 4, because that was our original topic.
Yeah, Fallout 4.
Which is, like, nothing on.
No, there's nothing on it, but there's so much speculation, and I just really, really hope that it's not in, like, the New York area.
Well, because right now, like, the big thing is they're saying that they think it's going to be in Boston, which I feel like is just too...
2-3 with
DC. Yeah, exactly. It's just too similar to
DC.
To DC, yeah.
What would be really cool is, like, Florida. Like, Florida or Louisiana. Like, swamp.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. Like, different environment, guys.
Yeah.
What about, like, Beijing?
it's America.
Yeah, I would love it to be in, if you're gonna have it in some kind of cityscape, I would love it to be in Tokyo or something, or I don't know. But not Boston. That just sounds kind of boring to me.
Yeah, Boston's like so medium city.
No, like I think like Florida, Louisiana would be a good idea because you could bring
with
in the
swamps.
Old, you could have the swamps, you could bring in the old, like, you know, voodoo magic and crap like that. You can, I don't know if I can curse, but you can bring in lots
of... Oh, yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Okay. Okay, good.
This isn't going on, like, basic cable.
No. And we have our little explicit warning from and shit, so...
Yeah. You can
say... Yeah, sex and violence.
Channel 53, the Zorro Show on at 8.
I'm gonna say that a lot, and just letting you know.
Well, then there was that thing that was talking about it being in, what was it, San Francisco?
Made a teaser trailer for it and said it was in San Francisco. I thought that would be cool, too.
Zombie trolleys.
Zombie trolley.
What would also be cool is, like, something like, I don't know, like, North Dakota? Like, somewhere it's, like, really wooded and really, like, isolated and you just see, like, little random rows of, like, people in caves and crap.
I like that idea.
Alaska.
Yes, Alaska.
Oh my god, no. No, Alaska's
the entire Fallout. Game is set in the middle of a giant frozen lake, and that's it.
Fallout 4 Skyrim.
Skyrim. Exactly. That's the end. We were talking about how Nintendo women are some of the strongest women that are in video games, and were in video games from the beginning, pretty much. You and I have talked about this already.
Yeah.
How people dismiss Peach and Zelda a lot because the storyline is the same for Zelda, because that's the legend, is this one storyline, so it's going to be played over and over, but a lot of people say that she's weak because she's not the main character of the story.
And that's really ridiculous because I was mentioning this on my Tumblr. I was talking to you about this, and it was just like, you have to understand that Zelda is literally one of the three core characters in the series. She has one of the pieces of the Triforce. She's Wisdom, there's Link with Courage, and there's Ganondorf with Power. She is as powerful as Ganondorf and Link. She's not a weakling. She is integral to the series and also to the lore, really.
Yeah, like you said, Link cannot defeat Ganon without her light arrows.
Yeah.
And her power is intellect, basically. So
yeah.
When people are saying that she's a weak character, it's because her superpower isn't super strength. It's being really strong, being really smart.
Having a super brain.
And also, she has more power than Link and Ganondorf. She's like the princess of all of Hyrule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're just... I feel like everybody gets in that mindset that it's like, if they aren't, you know, the playable character, because a lot of, like, you know, the common thing is everybody thought that the Link was Zelda, so when they heard Zelda, they thought it was Link, and so just,
yeah.
People automatically just think of Link, and it's ruining the fact that, you know, everybody just downplays them just because they're not the playable character, like, because you don't play as them, then they can't be important, like, you have to be the hero, so that's pretty much what my sister was saying, is that You should be able to play as Zelda, and then she'll be important. And it's like, well, she is important, just because you're not controlling her.
It's like saying, like, I don't know, like, the Happy Mask Salesman isn't important because you don't play as him, like, Ganondorf isn't important because you don't play as him, like...
Yeah, exactly.
If people are saying that, they really don't understand, like, how stories work, because if there's a story where there's only one important character, it's not a very good story.
Yeah. It makes me think of Wreck-It Ralph, and the whole... giving him crap for being a bad guy, and it's like, you can't have a game without him.
As far as Peach goes, I mean, yeah, she's a damsel in distress, but I don't think there's anything wrong with having simple, frilly, silly damsel in distress characters, as long as they're not the only female characters we have. And that's not the case anymore, because now we have, in Nintendo, we have Samus, and outside Nintendo, we have, you know, like, Femme Chef, and we have Lara Croft. We have, like, all this kind of stuff.
It's true. Actually, that leads into a female protagonist-driven video game that I want to talk about. It's called Remember Me.
Right, I heard about that.
I guess it finally has a publishing date, like a date that it's going to come out, which is in June of this year, which is pretty good. But they initially said they weren't going to publish it, the publishing company, that is, not the creator, because it had a female protagonist, like, you played as a female character, and the reasoning before it, why they thought that she shouldn't be female, were absolutely ridiculous. They said, oh, well, could you imagine if she had to kiss a male character? Like, how would that, it would make people feel uncomfortable, especially if there were male players.
Straight girls have been playing male characters forever, and they've had to kiss women, and they have not complained. Yeah. Like,
I don't think they thought about it. I don't think it comes across.
I'm sorry, I'm far too insecure with my masculinity to play this game.
I was gonna say, I'm sorry if you don't... Your sexuality shouldn't come into it anyway, but if you have problems with that, that's your problem. It's not the video game's problem.
Yeah.
It was really ridiculous. The other reason was just that it should just be male protagonists all the time. I don't understand. That's just how it should be. That's what they actually said. I can't believe we're still in that mindset, though.
Yeah. And I heard that through Reddit, which, if any of you guys know, is not the most female-friendly site in the universe, but the thread was full of, there's a threads in the coming days asking, like, you know, how would you feel playing a female character who had straight relationships and who made out with guys, and they're like, yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, you see a lot of guys who play as, you know, a female character in Elder Scrolls or in, you know, all these different RPGs because they like looking at women's butts. I mean, they'd prefer to look at a woman's butt, you know, behind her than a man's butt.
You know what? I'm pretty sure that's made up.
No, it's real.
No, I'm pretty sure... Well, okay. I say this because I almost exclusively play as female characters in video games, and for a while, I was scared to say that I just preferred playing as female characters, so I used that excuse. So I'm wondering...
if everybody uses that.
If other men are just, like... more in touch with their feminine side, but they don't want to admit it.
There have been guys in forums that have admitted that they just like playing female characters because they want that experience.
Well, that's like, I know a lot of guys, like in Left 4 Dead, they like playing as Zoe and Rochelle. Her name is Rochelle, I believe, right? In the second
one? Oh, you're talking about Rochelle.
No, I said both of them, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Both are Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, I know.
But yeah, no, Zoe especially, though. Zoe is really popular. And guys are obsessed with Portal, and that's,
yeah,
you know, Chell, and you have a lot of gender bend cosplays out there for Chell.
Tons.
I think that men are perfectly willing to play as female characters as long as they're good characters, you know? I mean, if they're strong and they can fight well and they're interesting to play, then they're going to have no problem with it. And I think game execs don't really realize that. And I think they really need to kind of get in better touch with their audience and realize, A, there are girls out there who want to play as girls, and B, there are also men out there who want to play as girls.
I agree.
It's completely. Kind of like an old school mindset, is that this is how it was before, and so we're just going to keep doing it, as opposed to actually seeing what the people want and are open to.
Have you guys seen the trailer for the for the Evil Dead remake?
I've never been much into Evil Dead, so I haven't.
I wasn't either, but this movie looks pretty cool. I mean, I love horror movies. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm with Chris, she's broken me.
I've broken you. I'd like you to made think me stronger. That made you strong. Exactly. Yeah, you did.
I used to walk into a horror movie in the theater and immediately cover my ears. But now, like, nothing startles me. I just sit there. And I can still feel that feeling that you get when something does startle you, but it will not show on my face or anything. So I'm good with those.
Well, you're better at predicting it now, too. So you can not psych yourself up, but you know it's coming. So
yeah.
You're not necessarily as surprised.
I don't know how you guys are with horror movies.
I have a weird reaction where... I don't scare easily, but when I do scare, I laugh really hysterically.
That's great.
Like,
yeah.
I know, we went to see I think this was like 3 years ago, we went to see this really crummy... What was that movie with that girl who had this brother that she like ate in Verdor or something like that? And her brother was like haunting her from like when she was a grown-up adult.
The
one
with like the little Asian boy who was
yeah,
a ghost?
Yeah, I think it was like,
oh, Grudge?
No. I think it's called The Unborn or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It's
an Asian
boy.
The Grudge.
No, 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 but it was really awful, and the point is, we snuck in to see it at the movie theater, and it was packed full, because it was, like, the first day it came out, and everyone was, like, losing their shit, and just, like, screaming at every other, like, line, and I was sitting here, like, sitting on the floor, because there's no seats, I was sitting here, and laughing my head off, like, just completely hysterical with laughter, because I was kind of frightened, but I was really amused by everyone who was just freaking out.
Dude, I used to have nightmares after I saw, like, marginally scary movies, like, so I feel stupid now, but, actually there's been two movies like this. When I was little, I saw Signs, which isn't a scary movie, like, at all. It's just a dumb movie, but it scared me a lot, and for, like, a month I had to turn on CNN every night to make sure aliens weren't invading the Earth. Like, not even kidding. And then the recent one was Paranormal Activity, like, the first one. Which is such a stupid movie, but it scared the crap out of me the first time I saw it.
I think that bothered off you, didn't it?
Paranormal Activity? Yes, it did. Because I just imagined sheets coming off of me.
Yeah, I know.
When I was little, Beauty and the Beast was one of the first movies I ever saw. I was, like, 3. And it gave me nightmares literally for months. Like, when Beast
falls... Beauty and the Beast?
When Gaston falls off that tower. Oh. I had nightmares about that for weeks.
Oh.
I just had nightmares about you falling down an elevator shaft.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Speaking of falling down an elevator shaft, because it reminds me of this one scene from Grave Encounters?
Yeah, Grave Encounters.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Okay. I haven't seen it either.
It's on Netflix. It's pretty good. I talk about it every chance I can get in person.
It's like I would say it's like a B movie, like low budget type.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's low budget, but I still love it so much. Basically, it's like, you know, Ghost Hunters? You have that reality ghost hunting show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty much spoofing that, but then shit gets real.
Wait a minute. Did it have Cordelia Chase from Buffy in it?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Are you sure this wasn't Scooby-Doo's first movie?
Shit got real. It's not a mask.
I think
God,
I know
that was an awful movie. That was so
bad. No, there's no gore in this movie, and it's I love genuine ghost deaths, like ghost. I don't know how to word this properly. Like someone disappears, and you have no idea where they went. Like you know they died, but you don't know how they died.
Yeah.
I really like that, and there was a lot of mystery in there. And just don't watch the second one, because it sucks balls.
Hey, hun, I've been wondering this. So we just started watching The Killing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you know the kid that, I think his name is Jasper, and he was, like, supposedly dating the girl that got killed?
Yeah.
Is that the kid from the second Grave Encounters?
Oh, right. You know what it might be?
I think it is. It's been, I keep forgetting to look it up, but I think.
The one who's like, I'm going to go there, even though these 4 people have gone missing. And...
Yeah, he's all like, you know, people are saying it's real, and some people are saying it's fake, and yeah, that guy.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's exactly him. I gotta look that up.
You gotta look it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
So far, I'm supposed to be taking notes for a link dump, and I have not written anything down.
I haven't. I have, don't worry about it.
Oh, good. Okay, good. At least one of us is doing our
anything
job.
Anything we miss, we can just find when we have to do a listen through for editing.
I will never, ever... the first podcast edit I did, I listened to that thing maybe, like, 5 times, and I was so sick of it, I never want to hear it again.
It was only an hour, though, because then the second one was 2 hours.
Yeah, second one was 2 hours. That was torture.
No, technically the first one was 2 hours, but then we lost it, and so we had to redo it.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
When our friend Ryan, Temple User Fullboy, moved away, we all compiled stuff. It was his birthday, so we all compiled videos of ourselves saying, like, you know, hey, I really appreciate you, or you're a great friend. And we all gave it to Mango, and so he had to sit through, like, what was it, like 5 hours of footage or some bullshit?
Oh, God.
The total amount of footage was only an hour and a half, but it took me, like, 9 hours to compile it all so that it flowed correctly because it was just rambling and pausing.
My freaking girlfriend. Oh my God, my girlfriend. She was
the best one. It was so great because it was just rambling. and then the end, it was like, I had a headache, so I took like 12 Advil.
She was talking about, like, Pokemon, like, the entire time. Like, I really like
Gyarados. I think you'd be an Oshawott.
I think you'd be an Oshawott. Oh my god. Oh.
It was so perfect. That was my favorite one to edit. Because I went through it, and there were like, three distinct conversations, and I was like, I'm going to combine these all, so it looks like they're happening at the same time. And it worked brilliantly.
You know, like, that montage you see on TV where, like, it'll be like a cop show, they'll go up to someone, and that person's just, like, off their ass rambling the entire time? Like, that's what it was.
Yeah. I was inspired by, like, The Office.
Yeah, no, it was more like The Office.
You sure she wasn't drunk or anything?
Maybe.
Drunk
off,
on,
like, Advil.
On Advil. On Advil?
Yeah, just, like, crack open the little liquid gels for the...
Oh, God.
It would taste awful.
Reminds me of that one guy, that Amazon review, of that guy who put, like, a billion 5-hour energies into a 7-Eleven.
Oh, my God.
Into a 7-Eleven, like, super...
God, did he die?
It wasn't real, I think, but it was still hilarious. I was, like, crying with laughter.
Oh, my God. That guy. He's only living with vitamin B, a person can put in their body, man.
There was this drink that Chris's old store used to give out. It was, like, a no-fear licensed energy drink. And it had, like, I know, right? Stupid. They tasted good. But the problem
was... They probably
was...
tasted good because they were free. Like, I don't think I'd ever buy one. But I got them for free, so then I drank them all the time.
It's true, actually. That's probably the real reason that they tasted so good. But they had, like, a ridiculous amount of your vitamin B and your taurine. And, I don't know. It's a lot of shit that could stop your heart if you drank three.
Oh, God.
And this guy that she worked with had four, like, almost every day, and I was surprised that he came in the next time because I just thought he would die when he got home.
Well, because then each can was two servings.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Because it was, like, a big can.
He was a tall guy, though.
Yeah, he was tall.
He was very tall.
That was probably the healthiest thing that he was putting in his body.
You know, that's probably true. He was pretty badass. Like, he would chase people that walked out with stolen merchandise. He wanted to tackle them, but he was afraid he'd get in trouble.
No, they said he could. They're oh, like, really? As long as you yell citizens arrest before you jump on them.
So, as long as you yell citizens arrest, you can just pretty much tackle anyone if you think that they're doing something bad?
Wait, really?
Supposedly.
Dude, I'm gonna start it.
I don't.
Start it?
Good.
Oh my god, those videos with the fucking kids that throw the gallons of milk in the air.
Oh my god,
I hate them. I hate them so much because I feel so bad for customer service for all the people who have to clean their messes.
Dude, I follow a lot of like shitty tales from retail, like, stuff, and there was this one guy who, he caught a guy doing that. And he actually grabbed the two of them and then pulled them over to the manager who called their parents. Their parents came in, yelled at them right in the middle of the store, and, like, grounded them and made them pay for all the milk they spilled.
That's beautiful.
Right?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's justice.
Don't cry over throwing milk jugs at a cat.
Oh, my God.
If I had to clean them up, I would cry.
Yeah. No, that's just not happening.
No, if it was just milk.
I know that it's terrible behavior, but, like, if I had to clean that up, I would still think it's funny. Like, I don't condone the behavior at all, but I couldn't not laugh at the video because it's just, like, so, what are you doing?
I think I wouldn't give a shit as much if it wasn't, like, a breakable item or something I need to clean up afterward. Like, if it was, like, plastic cups, I don't know, and you could just pick them up and resell it, then I would think it's funny, but that's not...
Like, if they just, like, threw out plastic cups so that they came apart like confetti in the air.
What kind of plastic cups are you using?
I'm thinking red party cups.
Oh,
and you're just fling them out.
Oh, that's not funny either.
someone, what if they like hang lights and some of them would like fall into the lights and stuff like that? You have to like get them out.
What if? Okay, and I have two plans that might actually work. They go and they get legitimate jobs and they save a ton of money, right? And then they go and they purchase an HEB or a grocery store, right? And then they just do the prank as the owners, right? And then my other plan that would also work is that they just don't do it.
No, I'm just going to start going into places that sell, playing cards. And just yell 52 pickup and start flinging them.
52
pickup! 52 pickup!
You'll make a few friends and a lot of enemies.
I think so.
Speaking of shitty memes, my university holds this really, really huge rodeo-esque kind of festival thing every year. And I had to go to it because I am a reporter for my university's newspaper. And so we went there. It was me and Mango and our friend Savannah and my girlfriend. And it was really shitty. It was all frat guys. It was just, it was wet. It was stupid. There was bad music. And I'm standing there interviewing some guy, and out of the, like a couple yards behind me, I hear this tiny little, like, fucking, this little noise, and I'm like, I know what that is. It's pissing me off. I don't know why. It took like another minute, and I realized it was fucking Harlem Shake. And then I was pissed off as it is, and then in the depths of the Harlem Shake came the tiniest Oppa Gangnam Style. Because it was a fucking remix of Gangnam Style and Harlem Shake, and I actually just, like, killed myself right there.
I feel bad because I'm actually so sick of Gangnam Style.
Well, that was like when we were at Wasteland Weekend.
Oh my god!
And everybody's dressed like it's the post-apocalypse. Everybody's camping, you know, wearing spikes and in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you hear Gangnam Style blaring off of somebody's radio and it just is like, no, not in my Wasteland!
I blame you guys for getting Chris into that, because now she's, like, completely obsessed and she totally wants to go.
It is awesome.
Oh, yeah. I was amazed that she knew what it was.
Well, I think it was, like, I heard about it when you guys were first talking about going, and then I Googled it, and I was like, holy shit, this looks fun. And then I told her about it, and then I forgot. And then, like, 2 days ago, she was like, by the way, we're still doing that, like, Wasteland Weekend thing in, like, a year or two, right? And I'm like, what?
You would be accepted but into our tribe.
Yeah.
I totally would. That would be awesome.
We have buttons and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
And by everything, I just mean the buttons. Just buttons.
Just buttons.
And like, buttons.
And bottle caps?
Butt-offs.
Butt-ons, butt-offs.
Oh, butt-offs, yeah. Butt-offs.
They just get worse.
Yeah, if you guys want to have a podcast with Mango, you have to deal with the puns.
I've been really restricting myself so far.
I told Evelyn that I love puns. I'm an addict for puns, yeah. Bad jokes.
Okay, good. We'll all bond over them because we all agree that they're really bad. It's like, generates trauma for us to bond over. That's how I make such good friends. Like, I just bring all these things to the conversation for us to mutually hate.
I think we have enough of those. Hate brings people together.
I think your entire relationship.
Couple users that will remain unnamed.
Yeah.
Will they?
They will.
Oh, okay.
We made a promise that we wouldn't be naming names.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Because, you know, we can mutually hate people and we can talk about it in person, but it's not cool to bring light
to. We don't want
to
bully them.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to make.
Yeah, no bullying. Yeah. Yeah!
Dang, that David, what's his name? David Karp. Yeah, he sucks.
David Hasselhoff?
David Karp, the guy who made Tumblr, he sucks. Worst Tumblr user ever.
Jeez. His blog is so boring.
Was anyone else surprised that TumblrBot is an actual person?
No, really?
Yeah.
What?
It's a person behind that?
Yeah. The TumblrBot is not enough. Yes, no. Yes. TumblrBot, go to their Tumblr. TumblrBot is not a person, is not a robot. It's an actual person that's... Yeah.
So there's a guy that sits behind there, and for every single new Tumblr, he sends out messages to...
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, you have to explain the whole Tumblr bot, the,
Oh, okay, so...
You have to explain, how, like, the situation behind how you
know
Tumblr.
Oh my god,
bot.
It is a person.
So, on Yahoo Answers, someone asks, who is Tumblr bot? And someone answers, it's just an automated system on Tumblr, you know, like a bot. And they take a screen cap, make a post that says, I am anything but an automated robot, like something like that. I need to, I'll put that in the link dump. I can show that.
I wrote Tumblr bot on the...
So everyone was like, what? Just flipping their shit. I did too. I felt bad now that I didn't answer any of Tumblr bot's questions and I unfollowed them.
Poor Tumblr bot.
Everything's changed.
Has science gone too far?
We said the Link from Zelda, by the way, is the Doctor. And I don't remember why. I just have it written down, Link is the Doctor.
Link is Doctor Who, because he always has a companion. And, well...
He's always replaced.
Yeah, it's like each new game is the same... They're all technically Link, but it's like a new generation, a new version, a new, like, reincarnation, which the Doctor constantly reincarnates into a different, like, body.
Doesn't that mean that he's actually kind of like the Avatar?
No, because it's the same body.
But he looks the same. The Doctor always changes appearance.
Well, no, doesn't he? I mean, because he's in a different game, he looks kind of different because of the graphics. Like,
but he's still a short, little, skinny, white-haired, like, blonde-haired boy with, you know, green clothes.
But, like, I mean, Doctor Who is, like, a slim man with brunette hair. I mean...
He's
got...
Five was blonde, excuse you.
Oh, excuse
Wait
me,
a minute,
excuse
no.
Me.
He, because with the Doctor, it's always the same personality. Whereas with Avatar, even though it's a reincarnation, they still have their own kind of person.
Well, I mean, you mentioned this, and I think the issue with that is that, A, like, at first, in the first couple games, Link didn't have, like, a companion or a little, like, you know, sprite to help him out. Like, in Majora's Mask, he didn't, I think. Did he?
No, you were trying to...
Oh, that's right, Majora's Mask.
It's the game, were you?
Yeah.
There's so much speculation surrounding Majora's Mask. And there shouldn't be, because, I mean, it's pretty simple. He travels out of Hyrule into it's not Tamriel, what is it called?
No, it's Tamriel. Clocktown's actually Chaiden Hall.
He's the Dragonborn. yeah, he just travels into a new land, and even though the characters are all the same fucking models, they're different people. It's just a continuation from Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I think it means the Doctor doesn't quite work because he retains the same, more or less, the same personality. He's still brave, he's still selfless, and he's still...
He doesn't really have a personality.
Yeah, Link has personality.
He's like a throne of courage.
he's always like the underdog. He's always just like a puppy.
He's like a farmer or some peasant in the beginning.
He's like a brave, clever puppy.
He's kind of dumb, though.
He figures out the simple puzzles eventually. And he always manages to get to the water temple.
And every time he picks up a weapon, he knows how to use it. Every time he picks up a weapon, he knows how to use it instantly. But I think it's part of his Triforce, right?
Yeah.
Part of the courage.
Courage.
That doesn't make sense. It's courage, not information. Yes, it's part of the Triforce.
If you could have one of the pieces of the Triforce, which one would you have?
Wisdom.
I want to say power, but that kind of makes me Ganondorf. I don't
want
to.
No, you would want power.
I do want
You're
power.
Slytherin.
I'm
You're
Slytherin.
You're Slytherin?
Yeah.
I'm Ravenclaw, so I guess it makes sense that I would choose this.
Right? Mango, I'm in Ravenclaw too.
Aw, oh, yeah. Internet high five.
Aw, oh, yeah.
That's weird.
Yes. It's probably the time zone thing.
Oh, yeah. That's why it was laggy.
Yes.
Chris is a Gryffindor. Through and through.
Boo.
What the heck?
Boo.
15 points from Slytherin.
Hey!
I'm totally a professor.
If you could teach a class at Hogwarts, which one would you teach?
That's a good one. Maybe Transfiguration?
Yeah?
Abjuration.
What did you say?
Abjuration.
What is abjuration?
It's like, manipulation of magic to create, like, energetic things that affect physical things, like shield spells and wards.
So, defense against the dark arts, are you saying that?
No, it's creating physically effective things out of magic. Like in D&D, it would be stuff like magic missiles.
Oh, well, you're going to have to convince Minerva McGonagall about taking that class home.
Or maybe I would take over for history of magic and actually make it cool.
Oh, I was actually going to say, someone needs to take that one over. Maybe people would fail at that.
History of magic.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's cool stuff, because imagine like troll wars and stuff like that. And like,
right?
Like goblin feuds. I mean, it sounds cool. Like,
well, as a muggle, it does.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll be the wandless magic guy, and I'll teach, like, magic with science class. Like, how they fit together.
Could you, like, put that together with muggle studies?
It could be, like, muggle studies too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, 105 or something.
Muggle magic science.
Well, they have magic math, they have arithmetic, and they have...
Oh, they do.
They have, astronomy, which is, like, science.
Isn't magic math just math?
Shush.
But with wands.
No, it's like Egyptian math.
Yeah, you have runes and everything.
Why? Why do they need to use a different number system to do magic?
Shut up.
I think I would teach potions.
Oh, cool.
The spell doesn't work if you write down 10-1-0.
That would not work at Hogwarts, probably.
You'd be at, like, Diagon Alley.
No, I'd be like, I'd take over from Madame Hooch and just teach you how to fly.
You saw Madame Hooch, like, once.
Yeah, you did. You saw her once, and then that was it.
Basically, her entire job was she taught, like, a month of flying lessons, and then she was the referee. Easiest job ever.
That's why I want that job. I don't want an academic. I don't want to teach. I don't want to mold minds.
She's like a wizard coach, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wizard coach.
Does that mean she should also teach math? Or history?
Or Spanish. Some foreign language.
Yeah. No, wait. Yeah, and Spanish. That was the other class that I took from a coach.
That's what it seems that it was always science or a foreign language, I think, when I was in school.
My world religions teacher was a track coach, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Track.
I don't think I ever had a science teacher who was actually a scientist, like, at any point in their life.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Very disappointed.
My science teacher in middle school was obsessed with spiders, and that's all we really knew him for.
I swear to God, I had, like, fucking Walter White for my 8th grade. It was a class that was, the first semester was, like, simple chemistry, and the second semester was simple physics. And near the end of the year, he decided that it was about done with school, and so he gave it an entire day that was just teaching us about drugs, which you think it would be boring, like, you know, oh, don't do heroin. No. He said don't do heroin because he told the story of a guy he knew who, like...
Did he do heroin and then he was babysitting, right? And he put the baby into the oven, cooked it,
no.
And then took it out and, like, came down off of heroin while carving it?
No, but that happened.
Yeah.
No, but there was this friend of his who was in a hospital bed, like, in rehab for a heroin addiction. He crawled out of the bed, climbed out the window, fell down, like, the 2 stories to the ground, walked, like, the 2 miles to his dealer, like, stole drugs off him, and then did heroin on the street, still in, like, his nightgown.
Oh, my
God.
What
the crap?
We were 13, he told us that, and we were like, no, we're never doing drugs.
Yeah, oh my God. Probably, maybe you shouldn't.
Maybe not.
It was a good, like, you know, dissuasion.
Why don't you do drugs? Turn into a crazy motherfucker, that's why.
Yeah.
People glorify drugs a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of the time. Like, no. I hear bad things. I understand that there's good things associated with it, but bad things always come. What were we watching? Trainspotting?
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie, essentially. If you haven't watched Trainspotting, is it UK movie?
It's Scotland.
Oh, so it is?
It's, but yeah, it's, they, It's primarily in Scotland, and then I think there was that one little bit of time when they went over to, I think it was in London.
It's like Adventures of Drug-Ridden People. It's not fun. Like, there's a dead baby in it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's labeled as a comedy, though.
It's labeled as a comedy?
Yeah.
Dark comedy.
Yeah, it could be. I'd say dark comedy.
It's actually labeled as a comedy?
Yeah.
Because I've heard things about it, and it doesn't sound like a comedy.
No, it didn't seem like a comedy when I was watching it either. The only funny part was when he was hallucinating about the baby and was crawling on the ceiling. And then when he dove into the toilet.
It's, yeah, on Netflix.
Wait, was that Trainspotting or Requiem for a Dream?
No, that was Trainspotting. I don't know, in Requiem, does he dive into a toilet?
Not that I ever remember.
No, but I think he does heroin, and then he wakes up, like, 4 days later, and his baby died.
Oh, yeah, this in...
But he hallucinates that the baby's, like, attacking him while he's going... I don't even know how to describe what the visualizations of heroin are.
In Trainspotting, and it's a scene that's often spoofed in other things, at least Family Guy and other stuff, is he's coming down from... It wasn't like anybody's... It was like the house that they went to go do drugs at is where is the mother of the baby was, and then the baby passed away. And then he was detoxing, so he was at, like, his parents' house, and he was just laying in the bed, and he's just freaking the fuck out. And then you see the baby crawling on the ceiling towards him. And, it's something that they often spoof in other stuff. So if you've ever seen, like, where someone's freaking out and there's a baby crawling on the ceiling and then their head starts to spin backwards, that's what that's from.
Well, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really fun thing to see.
It's a good movie. I like it. But,
Oh, I meant the vision from the drugs.
Oh.
No. Well, he was detoxing, so he wasn't even, like, he wasn't high. It was the lack of drugs in his system coming out that he was... I don't think they saw anything like that on heroin.
You know what I hear is, really hard to go cold turkey from? Is sake.
Really?
Yeah, it's really, apparently, if you're an addict and you're addicted to sake, it's really hard to come down from that.
I've never heard.
I wonder why, but, yeah, don't ask me where I heard that from. I do not remember. I learned it a long time ago.
You're making it up.
Making it up. I make shit up. I, not all the time. Oh, did you see that Disney is coming out with an animated movie called Planes? From the world of cars.
Above the world of cars.
Oh, above the world of cars. Yes. Oh, yes.
No.
Yes.
Is it Pixar?
No. It's Disney, but it's the Pixar team. If you see the planes, they have the same exact eyes that the cars do.
I'm going to shoot my...
They were like, well, we beat this, you know, dead horse. Let's move on to...
it looks pretty bad. I was kind of hoping that this wouldn't happen because, I mean, it's just for merchandise and kids to go watch movies.
Yeah. I'm really thinking of making a Monsters, Inc. prequel when they could have made a fucking incredible sequel. I really, really want to see an incredible sequel.
Aw, me too.
Monsters, Inc. was okay, but honestly, it's not like my first or third or eighth pick for a Pixar sequel. Okay, so Mango's gonna go pick up Chris from class, so he has got to go.
Goodbye, Mango.
Bye.
Hi.
I'm gonna stay here.
Is there a video game track that has stuck with you since childhood or recently? Like, that just... Yeah. You favor it a lot, and for whatever reason...
What by track? Do you mean, like, song? Well,
yeah, like... Okay. Like, as in, if it was from a soundtrack.
Yeah.
Okay. Legend of Zelda always sticks with you.
That's true. That's very true. I would say that, I mean, that's pretty much a no-shit choice for me. But if there was another one, what would be a close second?
There's a lot of them in the issue. I'm trying to narrow it down to something, like, significant. Portal, probably. Portal 2, like, I got the soundtrack as soon as I finished the game, because, oh, that was just really awesome.
Portal 2 went above and beyond sequel.
Oh, yeah, true.
It almost didn't have portals in it.
Yeah, it almost didn't have portals in it.
Really? Why?
Yeah, they're like, for the second one, why don't we try making the second one without portals? Which is, like it has portal in the title. How could you?
Yeah, it sounds dumb.
Well, did you hear about how Portal was originally going to be portrayed, the first one?
No.
It was, like a princess with a power to create portals.
Huh.
Well, yeah, that was, like, the original, like, there was an actual physical copy of that before it got, like, sold to Valve, I think.
Yeah. It was pretty interesting. I'm pleased with how Portal and Portal 2 came out, though. I love the voice of Wheatley, the voice of GLaDOS.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to be pissed if I see Pacific Rim and GLaDOS's voice is not in there. I'm going to be very angry. I know you said that they're changing it, but they better not.
I disagree. I'm glad they're changing it. I think it's really, really weird hearing GLaDOS's voice in a non-Valve film.
I think that's why I like it, because I'm like, I get more GLaDOS.
I know, that's pretty much what I was. I'm a dumb fan. I'm like, oh, I get to hear.
I would assume that they would keep her voice for the Portal movie that, Jesus Christ. Who's making the Portal movie?
I can't remember.
I'm gonna look this up. I can't remember either. It's Portal and, what was it? It was Portal and Half-Life.
Yes.
What was that, that crossover fan film that someone did that was, Gordon and Chow? That was awesome.
There was a fan film?
Yeah, let me see if I can
find
it. I'm not gonna, like, link it to you guys right now because you can't really watch it, but, it was really great and it poked fun at, it was just basically them shooting shit and shooting portals and shooting bullets and, it was really, really cool. The graphics were really good and, they spoke in sign language, which is really funny.
Oh, that's adorable. I like that.
Yeah.
I think American Sign Language needs to be used a lot more in media. That'd be awesome. I know that this whole series called, Switched at Birth, and they featured some deaf people.
Yeah, because one of the girls was deaf. One of the babies switched at birth.
The babies. I hate ABC Family shows.
I really, really love ASL, like, a lot for personal reasons. But I really do want to see, how could you involve, you think, that ASL in video games? How would that work?
I mean, it'd be trouble to make graphically, like, to animate that, but you could just have subtitles.
Yeah.
If you use, like, the motion system,
That's true.
Then you can try and, if it was accurate enough, then, like, it would have to be, though, the Kinect, because I don't think you could really get away with doing that with anything that uses, like, the controller wand or whatever the hell they call it.
No, that'd be Kinect specific. And yeah. The new version of the Kinect is so precise now that it can track fingers individually.
Yeah, that's true.
That would be cool, though, if they did, like, educational games and simple stuff like that for deaf kids.
That'd be really cool.
A fun way of, like, learning and things like that.
Get on that.
Get on.
It was, J.J. Abrams is doing the Portal and the Half-Life movie.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't know how that's going to work, because I'm pretty sure he's probably tied down to the first Star Wars, but...
Oh, I heard of that. He's doing Star Wars and Star Trek and Half-Life and Portal. Like, what?
It's a busy schedule.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, comfortable with that, him, like, having control of all the... Because, I mean, I like J.J. Abrams. Like, I really like the first Star Trek movie. But, I mean, I wish there was, like, some other fresh, new, you know, bright-eyed director who could, you know, hopefully maybe do something different. Maybe not better, but different.
That's, like, with, they've just pegged the director for Jurassic Park 4.
Yeah.
And...
J.J. Abrams...
No. I can't remember his name, but he did Safety Not Guaranteed, and I don't know, like, I don't think, like, he's big yet. I think he's pretty up and coming. And so I think I'm kind of excited to see how what he does, because that was a pretty good movie. But it's very indie, so it's kind of interesting to go from, like, such an indie film to, because if you look at, like, Michael J. Bassett, and he did indie films, and then he did, like, Silent Hill 2, and it was just terrible.
Oh. But, Mark Webb, who did, The Amazing Spider-Man, I thought he did a great job, and all he did before was Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, I think.
Yeah. But Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist was also a really good movie. I tried watching, what was it, Wilderness, which was a Michael J. Bassett film, and it wasn't terrible, but it had very similar flow and was just kind of meh.
That was kind of weird to me. Have did you know that they're making a Slender game, like an official Slender game?
They're making a frickin' movie.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the movie too, but first, the Slender game looks a lot better than the movie. The Slender movie looks like it's a really bad Japanese movie from the 90s.
Yeah. Like, there's no way this is big budget. Not the way it looks.
No, that's there's like no way.
That's like, what was it? Freddy vs. Jason vs. Ash.
Oh my god, that's
golden
terrible.
Gem.
It is.
They give us kind of weird, like, vagina-looking face. Like, honestly, it looks like a vulva.
It does. Yeah. It looks like he was in the pool a little too long. The video game looks really good, though. I was really amazed at the intro to it.
Was it an intro? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, there's, I've seen screenshots from the intro.
Oh. So you fail.
hey.
So it's like a longer version of Slender, or is it a new game entirely?
It's like the full story of Slender, because I don't know if you knew, but, there was like a video blog of, like, as if people had really had missing people and were looking
like,
for clues.
It was like Blair Witch Project, where they're, like, interviewing people about Slender and the myth of the Slender Man. And
yeah.
It was pretty involved, and I didn't know until I found those video blogs. But yeah, they're compiling all of that and making it into a video game.
Well.
So they'll have more story than, I guess, just
walking in the woods.
Walk around the forest, collect papers. that was so hyped, and then I was like, alright, let's do this. We're gonna turn the lights off, and then we were watching it, or we were playing it, and we're like, yes, I've been so desensitized.
Yeah, we're like, okay.
It's funny to play with friends, which sounds like counterproductive, but the fear kind of heightens, and it's all kind of like overplayed when,
yeah.
I want to play Amnesia with friends.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if we could start doing a Let's Play, segment, I would love to do Amnesia.
That'd be really cool.
Just because I would like to play it, because I'm really curious about, any horror game. And, I've heard good things about it. I love the way that people freak out when they play.
That's the best part of, Amnesia Let's Play, is that people, like, just freak the fuck out.
Well, that's why I'm curious. Would I freak out? I don't know. Yeah. I usually don't freak out anymore. The first day I met Chris, we played Silent Hill, and I would just, as soon as I saw a monster, I would throw...
Oh, and it was Origins, too.
Yeah, it wasn't even 3 or anything, it was not even Downpour. Just, I threw the controller at her, because I was terrified, and now I'm just like, bitch.
You like, threw it off to the side at me.
Yeah, I was like, but
great
no.
Great first impression.
Yeah, I was a, scaredy cat, but I'm cool now. So that's why I'm wondering how I would react to Amnesia.
Apparently I have very angrily dramatic reactions to stuff, because when I was playing Silent Hill 2 for the first time, there's that bit in the beginning where you first see a lying figure, and you see trails of blood going away, and then you see him, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go in the direction of the scary monster. And so I turned other way, and I saw a dead end, and I just started screaming and, like, just swearing and saying all these really bad things about the player's mother, and it was just, I was like, why are you making me follow the monster? It's so counterproductive.
No, that's what Silent Hill does.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed at the variants of monsters in both Shattered Memories and Downpour, because it doesn't feel very Silent Hill to me, but Downpour was a very good game.
I appreciate Shadow Memories for trying something different. It definitely tried to step outside the box, and it didn't completely work, but I really appreciate that they tried at all.
I do as well. The whole not having any weapons, you have to primarily run away, because you're an average Joe. I mean, yeah, you could figure out how to do stuff, but not accurately, not at first.
Yeah.
So, running away is probably a better option.
Sometimes I just do that in Silent Hill anyway. I'm just like, I don't want to freaking deal with you nurses. I'm going around.
And that sometimes actually gives you a different ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everything matters in those games.
Oh, did you guys hear about this? I don't know if it's just for kids or if it's for adults too, but they have this sleepaway camp that's a horror camp. Like, you spend the entire weekend basically trying not to, you know, quote-unquote, die. If you can wander out in the woods, and you can get attacked and stuff, and you can stay in your dorm, and you'll get attacked. And it's just like a survival weekend.
This needs to happen.
Oh, God.
Popcorn Ranch field trip. Let's go.
Popcorn Ranch field trip. Could you imagine? That'd be a great segment.
That'd be an awesome segment.
Did you play, Going Away from Horror? we decided that the new fad in movies, it was vampires and werewolves, but now we think it's going back to space.
Oh.
I feel like they're gonna bring space back.
Cause,
I feel like they slowly were trying with, well, you have Star Trek, and then Star Wars is gonna be coming. And but, then, I think that, like, Prometheus, when that came out, that's supposed to get another one.
There's two others as well. There's After Earth, which is Will Smith and his son. And basically what happens is they crash land on this planet, which is Earth.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, which I guess it's not inhabited by humans anymore. And everything on that planet has been geared to kill and destroy humans, like all animals, for whatever reason. It's a Shyamalan movie. And I can't remember the other one, but I thought it was Tom Cruise.
Oh, are you talking about Oblivion?
Yeah, Oblivion.
I haven't seen the trailer for Oblivion.
I know, you went to the bathroom in the theater.
Well, fine, yeah.
I've seen the trailer for both, and After Earth, I heard, was literally written completely in order to give Jaden Smith, is that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
In order to give him a leading role, and it really, like, it like, really feels like it. Like, I could just feel the just give my kid money, like, vibes coming from the screen.
And I don't think they need to do that, though, because he seems like a pretty decent actor.
Yeah, I actually really liked
Karate Kid.
I really liked The Karate Kid. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great.
Yeah, no, we definitely liked it as well.
But I don't know. I mean, it might be okay, but something seemed off to me. It seemed very ingenuine, basically.
I guess I'll have to see how it is, because I'm a little iffy on it, but that's only because the new Shyamalan movies I'm a little iffy about lately.
What was the
last one? Totally disregarding Airbender, because I don't even...
Yeah, we don't even count that one. That shouldn't have existed.
What was, like, the last, quote-unquote, like, a regular
one? Was it the one of people in an elevator?
Devil.
Oh, it was! It was that one! Devil, right? It was Devil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Devil.
I like that one, actually.
Because the little down, I remember, like, the little down button was, like, the
right,
D
that's,
or something.
That's all I can remember. Yeah. that one was actually good. I didn't feel like one of his movies to me. I actually enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that didn't feel like one of his movies.
I think he was only the producer, not the director.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
The one that he did before Airbender would be the one with the plants.
The Happening,
yeah.
Yes.
That one. The best part of that movie was when that officer cursed, and his curse was cheese and crackers. Yeah.
Cheese and crackers!
Cheese and crackers!
Like, it definitely felt like a Shyamalan movie, but there's certain roles that I can't see, what's his face? Mark Wahlberg in. And, like, he just had this, like, confused face the entire film. And you're just like, what? Like, the whole time. And she was just so, I don't give a shit.
I was really surprised that a kid got shot in that movie. Like, not for real,
like,
but...
Spencer Breslin or something?
Who was it?
I think so. He got shot through the door?
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised. There's usually not children deaths in many movies.
Not casual. By casual, I mean something that just happened within the film. Like, if a child dies, it's usually, like, a major plot point or, you know, this beginning of the story or something.
But this was not it. It was casual, I think.
Yeah. So it was he's dead, moving on.
I understand the message that came with that movie, but I think that Pixar did it well. Did it better with, Wall-E.
Yeah.
Plants are killing us!
Oh, God. It was really, really tough. I think... Really, the last Shyamalan movie that I liked was Unbreakable, which I just recently saw and actually really loved a lot.
I actually did not see that.
It's really, really interesting because it's about, it's Bruce Willis is this guy who can't be hurt. He's super strong and he can't be hurt. And then Samuel Jackson is this guy with brittle bone syndrome, and so he gets hurt really easily. And there's like this antithesis between these two, and it's really, really interesting. It's like a sort of a dark, gritty kind of conflict movie. And it's really just interesting.
I should watch that. Yeah. My favorite Shyamalan movie, besides Sixth Sense, because I think that everyone should just love that one, is, and I know I'll get yelled at, but I really love, besides Sixth Sense, I really, really, really love The Village.
Oh, no! I'm gonna tell you why you're wrong, and this isn't, like, the reason
you're wrong!
So, The Village was really blatantly just, they didn't fucking care at all. It was so blatantly based off this book that I just really, really loved when I was a kid. And it was called Running Through Time, I think it was. And it was the exact same freaking plot, it was the exact same, it was literally the exact same thing, and they so blatantly ripped it off.
Really?
And it was a fantastic book. And, it was about this girl who grew up in this village, in what she thought was the 1600s. And, it turns out that when she escapes from it because her father died or something like that, and gave her instructions in order to escape, and then when she comes out, she goes through this tunnel, and when she comes out, she's in modern day, like, DC. And it turns out her entire village was like a museum, sort of. The adults moved there and stayed there, and they had kids there. And these kids grew up thinking they were in the 1600s, like they were like pilgrim people, when in fact they were born in like 1980.
That sounds like The Village.
Yeah, it was the exact same thing, but it was so much better done.
The book sounds a lot more intriguing just because they're not in like a forest somewhere. They're actually inside a museum. That just makes it more intriguing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what? It was in The Village, they were just like, you know what, I'm tired of this shit. Let's go move and make our own compound. And cut ourselves off. Basically, let's be Amish in the middle of the
sanctuary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just not tell anybody.
What was the book called?
Running Through Time, I believe it was.
Okay.
And there was really cool bits about it, like, this girl mentioned she was little, one of her friends found, like, a shiny thing in a tree. And he tried to come up and go up the tree and grab it, but the tree branch broke and he fell. And all of the adults in the village freaked out and they're like, you're awful and you're dumb, and he disappeared. It turns out the shiny thing in the tree was a camera.
Oh.
Because people will go in tunnels around this exhibit, and they'll watch them and be like, oh, here's the cute little pilgrim people. And it was really, like, it was really, like, kind of dystopian, just really, really, really. It was a good book, and then I heard that they completely ripped off it for The Village. I was so upset.
Understandably.
Yeah.
Honestly, I really enjoyed the music in The Village, but it's a shame that that I now know it's been ripped off of something.
Well, yeah, but the... oh my god, what's his name? Who does the music? Howard. James Newton Howard. He does all the M. Night Shyamalan music, and
he's great.
Fantastic.
He's fantastic at with the music. I really love and enjoy his music.
What'd you guys think about Lady in the Water? What's his other movie?
I actually that one.
I enjoyed Lady in the Water.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the trailers, but I never actually saw the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I enjoyed her a lot, and, what's his name? I don't know. The guy that took her in. What was the actor's name?
Paul Giamatti?
Yeah, I like him. they really made the movie, and it's really cute how they're just trying to send her back to her home. The only thing I didn't like was what they named these, basically the only villain in the movie are these wolves made out of the forest. They're called Narfs.
Oh god.
Snarf.
Right? That's what I thought.
I thought Pinky and the Brain. Narf.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm not doing it.
I wasn't a huge Pinky and the Brain fan. Yeah, like, you know, like Animaniacs and stuff, I watched all that stuff, but Pinky and the Brain wasn't my favorite segment, and when they got their own show, I was just like, bleh.
Pinky and the Brain got their own show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did.
Oh, I didn't know, I just watched Animaniacs.
Oh, yeah.
How many segments were on Animaniacs? Because I was talking to Chris about different characters, and she did not remember any of them.
Yeah, I...
Like, Minerva Mink.
I think I remember that.
There was the Slappy Squirrel and her nephew. Like, she was an old, retired cartoon character, and now she's all bitter. There was that little girl, the psychotic girl and her dog, who she was always terrorizing.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it, I think.
It's just a bunch of random shit.
Which one had the... Was it Animaniacs that had the pigeons, or was that something else?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Animaniacs.
The Goodfellas parody.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I totally forgot about that one. So, Chris decided... I don't even... How did you even start this? I just saw a picture of It's a Small World on her computer, and she's just like, those motherfuckers, it's a fucking leprechaun. And I ask her what she's raving about, and she says that all of the children have culturally appropriate garb on, but the Irish child is redhead leprechaun.
This started at Disneyland when you and I went to Disneyland last year, and we were standing in line for It's a Small World. I don't know why, because I fucking hate that ride. And the clock chimed, and so the little figures come out of the clock, and I'm just looking at them, and they're all in their like traditional cultural garb. And then the little Irish kid comes out, and he's a motherfucking leprechaun. And that's bullshit! Why are my people represented as mythical character, like, beings? I don't understand.
Like, I think that he should have, like, a sheep or something, and, like, a shepherd's hook. If we're gonna be, like, stereotypical at all.
That's like sweater. Wales or New Zealand.
So basically, they were like, we used up everything else, so Ireland, this is all you've got. Just have him crying over his potato crop.
Well, I've noticed too, and our only stereotypes are like drunks or dying flack of potatoes or leprechauns. So I guess
you couldn't really have him drunk, like he just has him passed out. Like, all of them come out standing, but he's just on the floor.
It's spinning, just with
his little vomiting over the edge of It's a Small World.
Oh my god.
It pisses me off, though, every time I see it. And I don't know why I thought about it the other day, which was like, motherfucker, I gotta look this up. So I was like, maybe it's just me. And then I looked up pictures, and even in all, like, the hand-drawn promotional things, every little Irish kid was a leprechaun. I'm pretty sure no time in history did they run around in green top hats.
And, like...
like, fucking tiny... four-leaf clovers on their shirt.
I don't... Okay, so... the reason that we went on that ride, by the way, was because it was your mom's birthday, and she wanted to go.
No, that wasn't when we were with mom. I thought that was when it was just you and I.
Why the fuck did we go on it?
Because you said you like it, so we went on it, and I will say
No, it wasn't because I liked it, it was because I heard that it was revamped, and I wanted to see what...
Yeah, that was I actually appreciated, because I was trying to find all the Disney characters within... Like, you know, when you go to Hawaii, Lilo and Stitch are there and stuff like that. So that was kind of fun. We could not find Aladdin worth shit.
We found Jasmine. But...
No, I know we found Abu.
Oh, yeah, we found Abu.
And we found... I think you said, you were like, it's carpet. And I'm like, no, they're all magic carpets.
They're all magic carpets.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stereotypes in that ride, though.
There is. There are a lot of stereotypes, but I feel like... you know, the stereotypes at least stem from something, and you're representing the entire culture of Ireland based off of
a myth.
This mythical being. You know, It, you know, it'd be like if you went in there and they were only drinking green beer in fields of shamrocks.
Eating corned beef?
Eating corned beef. It'd be like the most inaccurate depiction of, like, have them fighting in a bar. That would be correct. Little angry redheads running around. Like, redheads and, like, black hair.
Yeah, black hair.
That, you know.
So the picture that I saw on your computer totally looked like an album cover, and I thought, what could you possibly have on an album for It's a Small World? Are they all in different languages? Is it just the song, same song in multiple languages?
Oh, that would be awful.
Why would you buy that? I hope it's like a dollar, because it's really just the one song. They're thinking of making a Cars, theme park?
No, there's Cars. Oh. There's already a Cars.
Oh, no, there is Cars already. What were we talking about? Star Wars. What was it?
They're talking about a Star Wars, themed car in California Adventure.
That would be cool.
I think, like we were saying, I think Marvel, because Disney has Marvel now, and Disney has Star Wars, that should be in California Adventure, but it should not show up in Disneyland.
Should be in Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts?
Did they sell anything Kingdom Hearts? Like, do they sell, like, Kingdom Hearts Donald?
Right now? No, they don't sell Kingdom Hearts anything unless it's, like, outside of the store. Outside of the theme park.
Oh, like, in Downtown Disney?
Yeah.
I thought we saw some stuff. That was like looking for fucking Tron.
Oh my god. Disney actually owns Tron, but they don't include it anywhere. They're planning on making a Tron ride inside the park, and I really hope to god that they do, because that's a franchise that has a lot of fans, like quite a number of fans, but they don't do anything with it. They don't make merchandise. They stopped when the movie hype was gone, I guess. They canceled the show.
In all fairness, Electronica way surpassed how long it was supposed to be there.
That's true.
Like, it was only supposed to be there for a couple months, and then it was there for like 2 years or something.
That's true.
But I wonder if now that it's gone, if all, like, the stores that had primarily Tron stuff in it, if those even sell anything Tron anymore. I'm wondering if it's, like, even more scarce. And that was in California Adventure. You weren't going to find that in regular Disneyland.
In regular Disneyland, there was one shop that had, like, 3 items of Tron stuff in Tomorrowland.
Oh, that's true. They did. They had, like, the toys. They had, like, Kevin Flynn's Life Cycle.
But, we actually found some shirts in, California Adventure, but that's, you know, obviously, like you said, Electronica was still around. I'm sad that it's gone.
I know. I'm sad that, like, I'm so glad that we were able to go, but I'm sad that it was so rainy that a lot of the stuff we didn't get to experience. Like, a lot of the stuff was closed down, like, aspects of the area were closed down because it was raining so bad.
It was pretty bad. I would like to go to Disneyland and not have a rainy day. That'd be great.
That would be awesome.
I would like to go, ever.
We should all just go.
Another popcorn ranch field trip.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun. Aww.
What really pissed me off is that my mother went when she was pregnant with me, so my corporeal form was in Disneyland, but, like, not actually me.
Does she actually say, like, oh no, you went?
Yeah,
that doesn't count.
And who goes to Disneyland when they're pregnant? Like, come on.
My mom probably would. Chris and I have been trying to figure out this. It's really stupid. Like Pokemon Evolution, but... Yeah. But with artists. So, like, an example would be Kesha to Lady Gaga to Madonna. And I want to make that a thing, but I can't think of any other artist evolutions because, I don't know, I feel like all three of them are very similar. Obviously, Kesha doesn't sound anything like Madonna, but there are times when I'm listening to Lady Gaga's original songs, like Disco Stick, I could totally see Kesha flowing into that. Which, by the way, it took me forever. Didn't know Kesha could actually sing.
Yeah, dude, she's not bad, actually.
No, she's actually really great. I wish I had listened to her stuff sooner. But, I judged her way too quickly.
Wait, Justin Bieber, then someone, then Elton John.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. and then somebody else in the middle.
Yeah, who's in the middle?
Between okay. We'll
Ryan
have...
Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. Oh. We'll have starters, okay? We'll have three starters. And their types will be their genre. Oh my god.
I don't know, I was thinking we need rappers then, if we're doing different types of genres, but I don't know any rappers, so.
Oh, I know, right? I was thinking, like, Beyonce for a final form for the last one, but I don't know who else.
No, Beyonce's legendary. Beyonce's legendary.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense to me.
Yeah. maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Miley Cyrus, then Britney Spears, then...
No, no, wait. Wait, who was the person who won American Idol first? Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson.
Can we go Miley Cyrus, Kelly Clarkson, Britney Spears? Is that accurate? No, that's not accurate at all. Miley Cyrus, by the way, I really like how she's looking. Like, she's doing her own thing.
Yeah! Yeah, I like her hair.
I'm kind of proud of where she went. Like, she's not adhering to what social standards want of her.
No, wait, okay, hold on, sorry, but Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, Dolly Parton.
Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, and then who's the last one?
Dolly Parton.
I'll take it. Oh my god. I like it.
That's country. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be country. Then we have pop, and then we have what would Justin Bieber be?
But he would be like the female.
Or
the...
He's also pop.
Yeah. No, he'd be the male version. So like you could go from Justin Bieber and then someone in the middle and then like Michael Jackson.
No, who did you say? Elton John?
Really?
We said Elton John was the end of Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
That's his title.
So wouldn't that also make him a legendary?
Yeah, let's make Michael Jackson a legendary. We said Beyonce was a legendary
too. She's Mew.
She's Mew.
Yeah, I feel like baby the face. No, I don't think Bieber to Elton John as a progression.
What about Jason Mraz? For the middle, like right after.
What about Bruno Mars?
For who?
See, Bruno Mars. He plays piano as well. Right?
Yeah. And he's more modern. He's poppy, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
That works. So there we have it. Oh my god. Yeah, it'd be cool to make like a whole Pokedex.
Oh.
One day, draw little sprites, but not today. Today is not that day.
Someday, hopefully.
Someday. Have you ever seen a movie remake that was better than the original movie?
I've seen many that are as good, but as for better,
But I was trying to think of one today, and I'm like, there's got to be one that I thought was better than the original, but I can't think of one.
The Hobbit? No, stop. The original animated movies.
I don't think, you can go from, like, animated.
I like those. It's a live action.
I'm sure there's
darn,
a ton.
Okay.
I guess technically, even though it's terrible, you could say that the remake of Fantastic Four was better than the original Fantastic Four. It's still terrible.
Oh, that would
and
be it.
They're remaking
that would be
it again,
it.
So we'll see.
Oh my god, that movie. Oh my god.
We need to make a
link or something.
Human Torch's hand on fire. That freaking picture.
It's so bad. Oh my god.
I like the Amazing Spider-Man better than the original, actually.
The new Spider-Man?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I liked The Amazing Spider-Man better than the Tobey Maguire.
I also agree. Because he felt like more like a teenager.
Yeah.
Even
though
he's
older than Tobey Maguire.
I don't know, Tobey Maguire just like has a weird face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gross. jiggle.
That movie was awful.
Oh my god.
My dad walked out so mad. I asked him, like, if everything was okay, and he goes, everyone was just apologizing to each other. That's all that movie was everyone saying sorry. It was pretty bad. Like, what was that whole emo phase for, like, 20 minutes? He's like, I'm gonna mess up my hair.
Were they trying to be campy, or were they trying to actually make him look like edgy?
It was supposed to be campy. And if they were honestly trying to make him edgy, then I don't think you could have failed any more.
They failed. What happened? The second movie was so amazing. And then the third one.
The third movie, I think, didn't have any direction. It had too many villains all at once, and it didn't really know what it was doing.
Like we just watched the trailer for Iron Man 3. And I think the first one was really good, and I think the second one was campy,
yeah.
But it has a different director for the third one, and I'm kind of excited to see if, you know, they step it up.
Yeah. Oh, there was a Captain America movie in the 90s. It's early 90s, I think. And I don't know if you guys have seen it, but oh boy.
I don't know, having David Hasselhoff in Nick Fury is pretty bad too. Nick Fury had his own movie.
That is pretty bad.
It basically, like, all your old attempts at some of these comic book movies are pretty bad. Well,
way back then.
Also, this is also controversial, but I like Superman Returns, like, a lot.
Superman
Returns. I really honestly liked it.
I didn't think it was bad. I just Lois Lane. I didn't like Kate Bosworth as Lois Lane, but I thought he did good as Superman. I thought it had, like, a pretty good feel to it. And people rag on it, and I'm pretty shocked about that.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well,
Kevin Spacey Parker Posey as his little sidekick. I forget her name. Like, the two of them were just really good. And the thing is, Lex Luthor in film was always portrayed as, like, kind of goofy, like, if you think back to the original. And it was supposed to take place after the second one. Like, they were disregarding anything after the second Superman movie.
Yeah. I'm so excited for Man of Steel. Like, oh my god.
Are you?
No, dude, the trailer looked amazing.
No, we haven't.
It's gorgeous. Like, I don't say it's a lot, but it is really, truly gorgeous.
I haven't been able to
pull
away from that yet.
I'm really suspicious of Amy Adams as Lois Lane. She doesn't have that hard edge to her, I think.
She has a better chance than Kate Bosworth.
Oh god, yeah. She doesn't look 13.
We're already positive here.
Is there anything that you want to recommend before we start heading out? Yeah, game recommendations, film, whatever.
I'm really excited for The Last of Us.
Oh, that looks so good.
So excited for that. Oh my god.
It's what Dead Island or whatever should have been.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I really like the it looks beautiful. I mean, it looks like artwork put into a video game.
They did some testing of it at PAX this past weekend, and I heard it was just phenomenal.
That's really exciting. I gotta look at some walkthrough footage.
Yeah. Boy, so I'm excited for that. But other than that, I'm good.
Chris, you wanna... you had something you wanted to recommend.
I should've wrote it down.
That's terrible. Is it a movie?
I don't know what it was. Oh, well.
Aww. That reminds me, Chris has, introduced me to many a film because I was a very sheltered kid. And she asked me, what is your most favorite movie that I've introduced you to? And that's really hard to remember which movies she introduced me to, because I just think of them as movies that I've watched. That's a good point. But I actually told her that Beautician and the Beast was my favorite that she's introduced me to.
What is that?
Beautician and the Beast?
It is a real thing with Fran Drescher.
No, it's not a real thing.
That is a real thing.
Fran
no,
Drescher.
It's with, what's Anthony her name again? Timothy Dalton. Yeah.
And he's like
oh God help me.
Like a dictator in this made up country. And they think that she's a real teacher, but she's actually, teaches beauty school, and they bring her over to teach his kids. And basically, it's just the whole thing of her getting him to turn around from being, like, he has this mustache, and he's just, like, this hardcore dictator, and his kids are afraid of him, and he has a bad relationship with them, and she kind of teaches them how to run the country, a different way, become a better father, a better person.
Become a better person. It's really cute. It's actually a really cute movie. I know you don't believe me, but
it's great music in it too. It's like, actually classic, really cute. Like, just kind of fairy tale Disney esque music that plays throughout.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
I think it was.
You still can't remember it though. The what you were gonna recommend.
It was probably.
This is bothering me now. What movie did we watch recently?
I don't know what the last thing we watched was Beautician and the Beast, I think. I decided to watch that again. We watched Wreck-It Ralph. We watched Hotel Transylvania. I was on the, because I was on the indie kick, where I was watching all those indie movies.
Right. Oh, yeah. What was it, with the awkward girl?
Because you had said something
Rid of
today.
Me.
You had commented. What did you say that, like, referenced that film today?
I don't remember.
Oh, Kale.
But it's a really good indie movie.
Kale.
Kale. It's basically about this girl who doesn't know how to act socially.
Awkward.
Like, she's very awkward.
If you watch the film, when she's, like, out and about in town, she's totally fine. It's when she's with her husband's douchebag friends that she's awkward. So I wouldn't say that she's socially awkward like they like to say she is. I just think, like, they're different personalities, and she couldn't handle being around them.
So it's just basically following her, and she goes from one extreme to another, and eventually knows how to settle into her own skin.
Her whole life was pretty much about her husband, and then, which this isn't a synopsis, I'm not giving anything away. Her whole life is kind of centered around her husband, and then he leaves her. So it's her kind of trying to deal with that, and then essentially finding herself. But it's indie, and it's actually, like, some of the camera workings are pretty awkward, so if you don't like that, you probably won't like it. But, the film itself ended up being pretty surprising. I liked it. I do.
You like to watch
movies, I know,
in general, though.
Besides that, if you want to see a movie with, if you like dark comedies, and a huge cast. Chum Scrubber.
Oh, that's a good one.
I've never heard of it.
It's really underrated. I love that movie a lot. I had no idea what it was until Chris introduced me to that one. And it's a fantastic movie. Its rewatch value is very high, in my opinion.
And it's really quirky and kind of like all this stuff that could go wrong keeps going wrong. And the premise is this kid's friend kills himself at the beginning, which is pretty much why it's a dark comedy, is it centers around this kid's suicide. But it's his best friend, and all the stuff that happens leading up to the kid's funeral.
Lucius Malfoy.
Ralph Fiennes from Voldemort. We call it the Harry Potter reunion because of the two of them. Glenn Close.
Yeah.
Jamie Bell. Camilla Bell. I don't remember his name, but he was the son in the War of the Worlds remake. Yeah. A lot of people in it. But yeah. Good movie. One of my favorites. It should be watched.
I'm gonna recommend an older game, and we've talked about it in the beginning. That would be Fallout New Vegas. Yes. Because I think it's a great breakaway from the city-heavy environment that 3 had. I mean, you're in a freaking desert, for God's sake. The only high structures besides the Strip is the mountain ranges that encase Las Vegas. And you have
the
Mojave
kind of like
as well.
The Skyrim,
but it's very open.
In the sense that there are so many just mountain ranges and open area, and then you come across little towns and villages and camps and things. right? Whereas with Fallout 3, it was
that's pretty accurate.
In giant cities. The biggest city in New Vegas is Vegas, and it's still not even that big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really not. It's like a couple buildings. But yeah, it's a great game. It's pretty much the shortest plot line as far as Fallout goes, but it has so many side quests that it really doesn't matter.
Partial to in my opinion, of the rest, because being born and raised in Vegas, I'm like, I've been there. I know what that is. Oh my god, I'm going to blah 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 now.
How do we get to Searchlight? Oh well, you go down like, the highway, like, blah blah blah, and you take a left.
On one of the load screens, it has the sign from the freeway for the off ramp, and it says like Russell and Sunset, and it basically lists right where we live.
Yeah, right where we live. It's pretty cool.
That's freaky. I would be freaked out.
Would you really?
It's funny because the first Teen Wolf movie, like the actual 80s one with Michael J. Fox, takes place in Houston where I live, and there's one bit he lives, I know exactly where he lives, it's this area called either Westview or Rice, and he lives right there, and I've driven like right by his house, and it's really, really neat.
I think that's really cool when you can put yourself in that place.
And there was a Chuck Norris movie filmed in my high school.
Is there really? Was there really?
Not when I went there, but like 10 years ago.
Well, yeah, like I figured as much. But Chris had a movie filmed at her school. It was Pay It Forward.
The street down from my school is where they built the front of what was supposed to be Helen Hunt and Haley Joel Osment's house. So it was just the house front that they built. Which it that kind of ended up being hilarious because I lived all the way on the east side of town, and when you see him riding his bike, he goes to a school all the way on the west side of town and he passes the strip. So he pretty much would ride his bike around all of Vegas just to get from, like, his house to his school if you went, like, off of the actual geographical location. But they were filming that while I was in junior high, so when I was walking home, they had it blocked off so you couldn't go down that street. Like, they just...
They film a lot of stuff here, though. Three.
I know a lot of people were, like, down at the casinos while they were doing that. Yeah.
That must have been annoying.
And then you have Burt Wonderstone.
Because people on the strip are annoying anyway.
But all those are like obvious Vegas movies, whereas with Pay It Forward, it wasn't really like your typical Vegas movie. You probably wouldn't even know when it took place in Vegas.
Yeah, I didn't.
Were we going to say Ellen? Were you? I felt like I interrupted you.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. I lost my train of thought.
Aw, damn it. I hate when that happens.
Right?
Yeah, it's one of the worst things. Can I just go into my history bank in my brain and look what I was browsing? I should have just recommended something really old, like Banjo-Kazooie, which I've actually been playing recently. Everyone should just play all of the well-known Nintendo 64 games. My voice has gotten really quiet. I think my voice is tired.
Alrighty.
We'll wrap it up. On all of our recommendations. So, thank you so much for joining us, Evelyn. It would have been very sad with just Chris and I.
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of fun. I'm really glad. Mango had a lot of fun, too, when he was here. But I'm really glad that you guys invited me. I had a lot of fun doing this.
Oh, I'm glad. You could definitely come again.
I definitely will.
So, bye, everybody. We'll see you probably in... 2 weeks. Not next Friday, but the Friday after that.
Yeah, you do.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. I have to be complicated, though.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.